Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger. Weapons of mass love. It's not enough just to change the system. We need to change ourselves. We have got to make this world user-friendly. User-friendly. Ready to sacrifice to end world hunger, to sacrifice to end colonialism, to end neocolonialism, to end racism, to end sexism. Revolution means the end of exploitation. Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution is creative. Revolution means treating your mate as a friend and an equal. Revolution is sexy. Revolution means respecting and learning from your children. Revolution is beautiful. Revolution means
greetings, Black family, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're doing a special episode tonight on material by Dr. Bobby E. Wright called The Psychopathic Racial Personality. Okay, we have our co-hosts with us here, the one and only General Nate, and also to our co-host, the one and only General Melly Queen, and I see Brother Isaiah calling in from Baltimore. Thank you so very, very much. Okay, I'm going to read over this description, and I want to be extremely clear here. We are having an in-depth conversation about the psychopathic racial personality based on material by Dr. Bobby E. Wright. It is quite evident in these current pandemic times that we as a people must be focused on preserving ourselves. No other group is our concern now. You can best believe that these other groups are closing their ranks to preserve themselves. We must preserve ourselves. The Black community as a collective must preserve itself. We will be discussing methods, strategies, and ideas to accomplish this. The days of ass-scratching and yassa-bossing are over, period. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over, and if you call with the unblocked number, you'll be booted smooth the fuck out of here because some son of a bitch had called up here with the blocked number, and as a rule, they're getting up out of here because I'm not going for it tonight. So with all that there being said, okay, good evening there to you, General Nate. Good evening there to you, General Melly. And, of course, you know, good evening there to you, Brother Isaiah.
Black power. That's a good ass
intro
you just made.
Oh, yes, sir, Brother Isaiah. You know how I get down, Brother Isaiah. You know you've been with us for years now, man. You know how we get down right now. Okay, right. going over the material that was provided to me by good brother General Nate. We're talking about out of the book that Dr. Bobby Wright had wrote about the psychopathic racial personality. Case in point would be a sick-ass cave beast by the name of Margaret Sanger, who came up to you with Planned Parenthood and said that it is okay for black women to go out here to be sterilized. Another psychopathic act that the slave trader have done on a plantation system, castrating a black man, cutting off his reproductive organs simply because a white cave beast female said he looked at me with reckless eyeballing. But in actuality, we know who was looking at what. And they want us to sit here and to believe this bullshit. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we are having problems here with our algorithms at Blog Talk. It's because it seems that one of our haters out there is trying to throw a monkey wrench in our works. It's not going to happen. Okay, so we wish you well, hater, and what you're doing. And actually, I feel sorry for you, you know, if you're a black person, you know, at all. Okay, so we're going to start opening comments here with General Nate, then we're going to go to General Melly. Then, of course, we got to let our one and only, you know, Brother Isaiah come on in and comment, you know, because he's been with us for a long time. And also, too, we do see we have another caller here with the last 40385. If you'd like to get into the conversation, just simply press 1, and we will unmute your microphone. And also, too, folks, we're going to ask that we minimize the background noise and, you know, just put yourself on self-mute until you're ready to talk. And then, of course, as you all do know, to press 1, you know, to go live here on the air. Reading over the material here, General Nate, briefly here, by Dr. Wright, it states that the brutalization of our people on the plantation system, and also to the brutalization of Jim Crow, segregation and whatnot, was to be deemed normal behavior. And for what I understand about a psychopathic ass motherfucker is that he knows the difference between right and wrong. He just chooses to ignore it. Okay. Now, the very, very sad part of this mental brutalization is that so many of our people are caught up in the ma'afa, as Dr. Marimba Ani has explained in her works, to believe that this is normal behavior, such as when you look at the blues. Okay. Everybody digs the blues. As we all know, the blues is songs of misery. Yes, but it also kept our ancestors strong, you know, on the plantation system, is because we have a very, very strong will to survive. Okay, and I see that caller there had dropped at 228. Okay, it's just as well, is because, like I said, we're not in the mood for bullshit tonight. Okay, we're not dealing with Yasa bosses. We're not dealing with coons. We're definitely having an in-house discussion about how we can preserve ourselves during this pandemic. Is because, as you can see, they're trying to get us this vaccine and various other material that I've came across that stated that it's going up worser and worser and worser. Then they also are trying to state over material that I came across that, you know, they want to account to see just how it's doing in the black community. So, of course, as we all do know, that there's a setup for them to come up here with these vaccines, which is going to even be more poison, you know, just like the Tuskegee experiment.
All the time.
You see what I mean? Yeah. Yes, sir. Right. You know, just like the Tuskegee experiment, you know, where they were injecting, you know, black men with syphilis just to see what it would do. So they were experimenting on this, and the psychosis of this society of white supremacy, they say, believes that it was normal, that it was okay, that, you know, we're supposed to sit here, you know, and believe this shit, you know. And then as too as the good Dr. Spates right here, is that where he had went up here, you know, against other black psychologists as well too. And I'm just going to read here, as Dr. Bobby Wright says in his material here, is that in a bullfight, after being brutalized while making innumerable charges at the movement of a cape, there comes a time when the bull finally turns and faces his adversary, with the only movement being his heaving body sides. It is believed that for the first time he really sees the matador. The final confrontation is known as the moment of truth. For the bull, this moment comes too late. The experience of black people all over the world presents a situation. For hundreds of years, blacks have been charging at the banners that are held up by European white matadors. Those banners have been represented by concepts such as democracy, capitalism, Marxism, religion, and education. The banners remained constant as long as blacks were assets. However, with technology and worldwide industrialization on the rampage resulting in further exploitation of Africa's resources, which in turn produces an increase in Africa's national consciousness, blacks are now a threat and a liability to the white race. Therefore, the banner held by the matador represents only one concept: genocide. As a consequence, the major research that white scientists are involved in today is genocidal in nature. Nuclear warfare, population control, medication control, genetic engineering, psychosurgery, electrical stimulation of the brain, and the highly complex science of behavioral technology. It is blacks' moment of truth. It is time for blacks to look at the matador. This presentation is based upon the following very simple premise. In their relationship with the black race, Europeans are psychopaths, and their behavior reflects an underlying biologically transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. The psychopath is an individual who is in constant conflict with other persons or groups. He is unable to experience guilt, is completely selfish and callous, and has a total disregard for the rights of others. Okay, now, black family, I ask you, you know, without common sense, does this here hold a lot of water?
That is. It's a whole lot of shit.
Okay.
All I gotta say is this, we need to come up with a solution to, you know, to get out, you know, try and get out that mindset, and that we need to all come together, because this shit right here, this whole world gonna fall apart. I can see it right now.
Yes, sir. The world is falling apart, Brother Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? Because from information that I've gathered recently here, you know, on this coronavirus, this pandemic, New York is at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. California is in third place with it.
Yeah, but on the West Coast, it's really high up. I was like, what the hell's going on? Like,
okay,
man.
But that's just it, though, Brother Isaiah.
I'm
coming to you from Mississippi County, Missouri tonight. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Folks, we're coming from Mississippi County, Missouri tonight. Okay, there,
okay.
General Melly, go ahead, and then we're going to turn it over there to General Nate. Go ahead, General Melly.
Okay, They keep on saying that the numbers are rising. More black people are being affected. Our people are like, oh, the numbers are rising. Okay, when have they ever told us the truth? So now we're going to believe them. I don't care what they say. Every other country, only these white folks being affected. But when it gets over here, it miraculously jumps, strands. No, they are lying.
Exactly.
My thing is, people are being affected. We need to separate, get out people that are not right, that have been affected, help them heal, because it can be cured. It can stay away from these people. They are the ones carrying this shit. So now they're trying to push it on us. It ain't on us.
Yes, ma'am.
Step back and watch how they fall. We got to close ranks, get our people, and take care of them. They sit up there talking about in Baltimore,
yes,
they
ma'am.
Have a 600-bed facility now for the homeless people. So what does that tell me? Now, these same unhoused neighbors have been looking for shelter for the past year I know of. They didn't have anywhere for them to sleep. One man died because it was too cold. He froze to death. So now all of a sudden they have a 600-bed facility to hold them. What is that? That's a FEMA camp. Wake up and stop falling for these distractions. This is a snowball that's already in motion down a hill. You can't jump in front of it and stop it because it's going to crush us.
Exactly.
We got to come down the side of this motherfucker and try to see what these people are. These people dirty.
Yeah, they
are. Dirty as hell.
They're most definitely dirty.
This is general.
They know him. Oh, good, brother.
Yeah, and then on top of it, too, they know what they're doing as well, too. You see what I'm saying? And then I don't know if our chat room is open is because, you know, we've been having problems here. You know, it's because we've been making two attempts to do our show today. So I'm going to check the chat room. So those of you who want to go out there and hate, the chat room is open. You know what I'm saying? And we will read your dumbass comments on the air. Because, you know, you're a damn attention seeker and ain't got nothing to contribute. You know, yeah, brother,
right.
Isaiah, we went through a whole bunch of bullshit, man, in the last couple of episodes,
right.
Brother. And we're sorry you didn't make the last episode because you had to work, and we definitely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has got to make a living.
Yep.
And then I just came across information, too. Is that they're talking about that they're going to have, you know, these supermarkets, you know, having different hours and stuff like that. And then also, too, that I've noticed is that the damn stock market is back open and then everything is going up, 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 up. So that there goes show you to quote the general from the fuckery.
Right. I thought that was going to go down, down, down.
Right. Okay, people, here we go once again. 228, you know, we're very, very welcome to have you at 0385. And if you'd like to speak on air, you know, definitely press 1. Okay, so once again, we got an unknown caller right here. And I see you did not get the message. So we're going to bid you 1111. Have a nice night. And if you cannot call in with a number, please don't bother calling back. Okay.
Right. About
okay.
Say,
it's because
right,
about
say,
yeah,
please
because
block
he,
him, block him or her off with this caller.
Yeah, we have an idea who it is. You know what I'm saying? It's because somebody's up there trying to come to us with some fuckery. But once again, this here is proving our point again about the psychopathic racial personality. You see, that's what we're talking about. Now let's look at a dude. Okay, let's look at a dude like Trump. You see what I'm saying? With his asinine statements, decisions, calling our people, you know, where we come from, shithole countries and all that. Then to find out, you know, he's leaving children here, you know, in these damn detention centers that need medical attention and whatnot. So that's psychotic shit. That's psychopathic shit. He knows the difference between right and wrong, you know what I'm saying? But he don't give a damn. I mean, and just look how fucked up he's in the head, you know, having Stormy, what's her name, the ugly-ass porno tramp who was beating his
Stormy
ass with magazines and all that old type of shit.
Yeah, supposed to be the first lady.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
That's
what it
sounds like,
and the broad that he's married to, you know what I mean? You know, so you know how that there goes. And then the sad part about it is the blind obedience of these YASA bosses. Okay, once again. Just say the psychopathic racial personality and what it has done to our people, like as Dr. Carter G. Woodson has stated with his cognitive dissonance. You see what I mean? As Franz Fanon has stated with his cognitive dissonance. You see what I mean? Just like that dude who used to call in, you know who I'm talking about, Pianki. You know Pianki, Isaiah, who was sitting up there talking that shit, man, and we threw him out the damn studio. You know what I'm saying? And we really don't give a damn if he calls back. But, however, we do appreciate our listeners. We do appreciate our supporters. You know what I'm saying? We are trying to reach out to our people here in the diaspora all over the U.S. You see what I'm saying? Because you see, black family, this is all that we, you see what I'm saying? We are all that we got. And then not to mention, you know, our ancestors, you know, who shed their blood, you see what I'm saying, for us to be alive and to survive today. And then, of course,
right,
we do know that this pandemic virus is man-made. We do know, and we're researching very, very real good here, you know, about these 5G towers, you know, with this corporate greed. You
and
see what I'm saying?
5G towers,
they
no joke, too.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you this here, Brother Isaiah. How many 5G towers you got there in the black community in Baltimore, sir?
You know what? Tell you the truth, I don't really hardly like see the towers. Like, I really don't see a tower around from my way. But I think, I don't really know, brother, tell you the truth.
Okay.
But I know it's distant,
okay,
but I don't know if something going on.
Because I travel.
Well, we need locations. We need to start doing these blogs in these cities.
Yes, sir, absolutely, General Nate. Yeah, without a doubt, and we need to start documenting this information
as well. That's for everybody. That's for everybody,
yes, ma'am.
General Shabaka. Wherever you are in this country, wherever you see them there, you need to report, you need to write it down. Get it.
Right.
We need to find out. We need to start collecting it. Because we need to see where they put these motherfuckers at and see how we can get them down. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Exactly.
True, true.
You see what I'm saying? Because it is diabolical, and then as one of our colleagues.
They can't just throw them up. See what I'm saying? So y'all need to start paying attention in your neighborhood. Sometimes they like just regular technicians, television, cable people.
True.
Right.
Too many cable people in your neighborhood. You know people ain't getting no cable right now.
It's that, though. Too many cable people, though. Too many technicians, you know, to put up the cable.
But who getting some cable, though? They ain't got no money. Oh, shit. I'm about to say. But who getting really buying cable? But they still, and let me tell y'all this, too. And I fell victim to it. They're giving out a lot of free shit right now. Telephones and shit.
Right.
Right.
You know, to promote that shit. Mm-hmm. Just
right.
Like what they used to refer to as the Obama phone.
Like,
they give
on the cable,
free apps, all it.
Yeah, they give you like a free internet too. The free phone, free internet, all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all that shit ain't no but spyware getting off inside of your house. You know what I'm saying? And then just like that, what's that new device, you know, that Google came up with that Alexa shit. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then they even had
Small Alexa, never put a thing on robot. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
No, wasn't. No, I control your stuff around the house. Like Alexa, and it do it. Now, you tell me that you cannot get up to turn off the. And your own light and your own. To turn off your own house. Or turn off your own TV with a remote.
That's why so many of us are fat, out of shape. That's what they want. Fat, out of shape, lazy people sitting in front of their death box.
Mm-hmm.
Because the TV ain't about nothing. Watching these dumbass shows, don't want to love themselves.
Right.
And ain't going to want nothing out of life.
Right.
They are trying to promote that.
You know the other thing.
Go ahead, General Nate.
Go ahead,
Go ahead, General Nate. Yeah.
You know the other thing is how much of our rights and our privacy we are relinquishing every day. You know.
Oh yes, sir. Absolutely.
These people, like I say, they can access through those devices. They can hear what you're saying. They can see what you're doing. You know,
exactly.
And know that the whole main focus of this thing is to control you, to build up a dossier. A file on you to see what your habits are, to see how you move.
Exactly.
You know, so like I say, we got to be smart about how we move. What did Dr. Bobby Wright say? You know, this is African, black Africans. This is our moment of truth. You know, are we going to be disciplined enough? Or are we going to be focused enough to understand what we're facing here? because these people are moving at light speed to put us in a box, which we're already in a box, you know, so they can control us even more. And who's ever not compliant, who's ever a truth giver, they're going to find a way to silence you, you know? So
absolutely.
This is where we at, you know? When we say we're dealing with psychopaths, the history is proven, you know?
Yes, sir.
Every treaty these people have entered into, they've broken. You know?
Absolutely.
Every treaty.
Absolutely.
And they still doing everything they can to us. Look at what's going on right now. France, who was just found out to be stealing millions and millions of dollars from African countries, now France wants to take the vaccine over there and test it out on our people. And we got the lowest death rates of all.
And we are not the guinea pigs. They need the ones to be tested, for real.
There you go.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, Brother Isaiah, what I really do appreciate about you, sir, with you being a young man, you know, you have great intuitive insight on your comments. It's because you've been on many of our platforms. You've been on many of our shows. You've checked the brain dead, you know, just like when we had the Free Peace guy who want to sit up there and hit on black women
don't
and all that type
I had
of shit.
Two times.
yes, sir. And then you even inboxed me, Brother Isaiah, and I don't blame you if I have that fool on there again, man. You wouldn't come back. So quite naturally, of course, you know, oh boy, man, you know, had to be kicked off the spot. You see what I'm saying? And then also 2228, feel free to join in the conversation. We're going to unmute your mic momentarily, or just simply press 1. And if you're sitting back and enjoying the show, great. And then definitely leave us a comment in our chat room if it's available. And then also, too, I want to check out if we got some hateration here in the chat room, if it decides to work. You know what I mean? Sometimes this chat room reminds me of that damn cone of silence on that damn old TV series called Maxwell Smart. Yeah. Okay, and they're welcome to call in. So far, we don't see nobody there in the chat room. Okay, so that's fine. But they, you know, welcome to leave us a comment. You know, they're welcome to go to our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience. And most definitely, we want to give a shout out there to our colleagues there at Mile High News of the great work of what they're doing. And also, too, General, as you know, we did do some material for them as well, too. And I'm definitely going to go back and check it out. It's because although I'm here in Missouri, I'm still the West Coast correspondent. And then, of course, General, I'd be happy to help you in any way that I can with you being the Midwest Southern correspondent. I'll help you in any way as I can as well, too. So we most definitely give a shout-out to our first cousins over there at Mile High News. Now, in addition to, ladies and gentlemen, when Black Solidarity comes about, okay, to go up towards of Dr. Khalid Mohammed, is that when you speak of black issues, when you speak of black self-sufficiency, when you speak of black unity, they will always get some bamboozled, half-fried, boot-licking, ass-scratching, shit, you know, just to paraphrase the good doctor, to sit up there and to contradict you with it. Okay, now let's look at this Attorney General cat sitting up there in the Trump regime, you know what I mean? What's his name? Dr. Jerome what or whatever, you know.
Dr. Who?
Fucked up. Yeah, Dr. Jerome. I forgot his last name. He's the U.S. Surgeon General. And then also, too, let's look at a Negro like Uncle Ben Carson. You see what I'm saying? Now, here's an ass scratcher who's going to sit up there with the redundancy of his speech talking about as our people wallowed in their own body waste, in their own vomit, under brutal conditions on slave ships, coming here as immigrants looking for the American dream. And then also, too, we want to crumb bomb on
first
the Congresswoman.
First of all, we are not immigrants, and this is not the American dream. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. And then also, too, people, when did we, on a collective basis, petition the U.S. government to be citizens? And then, of course, as Roger C. Taney stated, who was the Chief Justice in the Dred Scott decision, that we were never intended to be citizens here or to get protections of this U.S. Constitution. So, therefore, you other platforms who are familiar with me, who are ultra-conservative and whatnot, I'm going to ask you on air on my platform now, don't call me up with that shit, okay? I won't be commenting on your platform. I'm only going to be commenting on pro-black platforms, okay? If you're an integrationalist, fuck you. If you're an ass scratcher, fuck you. Miss me with it. Because I realize that our people are in a state of emergency, and it is up to us to take care of us. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, and I don't care who hears the truth out here. Yeah, because, you know, I'm in my twilight years. Oh, yes, sir, brother Isaiah. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said this before. It's like that. We don't have any friends. We got
no,
to take
sir,
care of ourselves and our people. So
yes,
I don't know
sir.
What the big deal is. I don't know why most of our people like to cadence with everybody. Everybody is like
people,
to us right now.
Are like the bull and the matador. They're like the bull and the matador. And then just like as the good doctor points out here, the reason why blacks kill blacks is because they were not trained to kill whites. They were trained and indoctrinated to hate what looks like them. You see what I'm saying? Just like what happened to Marcus Garvey, you know, when they had turned on him. You see what I mean? And then not to mention the fact, you know, these crackers will say, well, why aren't you MFs go back to Africa and what have you. Okay, I see 228 dropped. Okay, they're welcome to call back in. Okay, so if it's a hater, you know, you're welcome to drop. But if you're a supporter, yeah, we'd be happy to have you. You know what I'm saying? But, however, when they mess with our algorithms right here, when we get these hateful SOBs calling in, you know, these puppets, only thing that tells us black family is that we are getting somewhere. You see what I mean? That's all that tells
right.
me. That's all that should be interpreted as. Yes, it is frustrating. You see what I'm saying? Just like the block caller right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and please don't call us back if you cannot reveal your phone number. You see, because you're not coming in here running shit. And I'm going to tell you that right now. You see, and also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mad Dr. D, you know, is our producer. Okay, so we hope to hear from them. And then also, too, I'm checking a messenger right here on Facebook, you know, to see if we got anything right here. Okay. They're welcome to call. We definitely hope that they call in, you know, by all means, you know, the great work of what they're doing. And then also, too, we need to talk about factors of production that we need to be controlling, which is land, labor, capital and risk management.
Capital.
And then also,
right.
too, is that what General Melly is doing down there in Tennessee, I believe, you know, of the academy. And also, too, General Melly, you know, please mention the great work that you're doing at the academy and please drop knowledge on that, ma'am.
Okay. We have the Vanguard Academy that we opened on last week. We've had a great first week. It is a home educational hub for our black children, education
right.
for our children, for us, by us. We want to get our babies back into their African selves, their African spirituality, their African being, so that they can be the ones to carry on the race. Our children have been kicked out of these institutions. They don't need to go back. They're trying to vaccinate them. They're trying to. They've already been destroying their minds with the education that they're giving them, which was all totally backwards, wrong, teaching them not to love themselves. It's time for us to take over that responsibility and educate our own children, and then help change some of the things that's going on in our lives and in our neighborhoods, families, and communities. Our children are born. They are lost right now. We have had our chance. I love everybody, but if we're not gonna be focused on our children, I'm not stunned about no. Oh, y'all live your life. We gotta focus on these babies, and it's not fair that they're not being able to live their lives.
For the black
So if you wanna contact us and join, you can. become a home instructor, the parents would have to be totally involved in the education process. We're working together, standing together, and we're going to educate our babies together. Contact us at BlackPantherCorner@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely, because it does take the whole village, you know, to raise a child. You see what I mean? And then also, too, but the sad part about it is I remember looking at the Olympic Games in 2016, okay? And in the Olympic Games, it was some of the sisters who refused to stand for the flag. And quite naturally, of course, we knew what they were protesting at the time, you know, just like what Colin Kaepernick
Colin
was
Kaepernick,
doing.
Yeah.
He put and
me
so
down,
then, of course, you know. And then also, too, I just got inboxed right here. That there was a lieutenant off the 228 number. And if you're out there, lieutenant, please call back in, man, and drop knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a very, very good brother, man. We would like to hear from you. So I appreciate that. But as the young woman did not, put their hand over their heart or submit for their American flag. Hold on, people. We're getting ready to have some fun. Hold on.
What? Okay, brother.
Hello, Mr. Unnamed Caller with 111 who blocked your number. Okay, this is your only time to talk. What is on your mind? We're going to kick your ass off the air again. And if you cannot comment or put up your real number, please don't call back in. And have a nice night. And fuck you. And I hate to talk like that there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, sometimes we do go off the hook right here.
We have to be like that sometimes, too.
You have to be like this.
With the unblocked number. Like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. You see? And I have a suspicion who it is. You know who it might be, General Mellon. You too, General Nate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever narcotics down, that they on. Run out there by me again, General Nate.
If you can't follow simple rules, man.
Right.
You're in bad shape.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now they calling in again. Okay. We're gonna have some fun with this. Hello, unknown caller. Who are you? And please state your name and where you're calling from. Unknown caller. Going once.
You on the air.
Going twice. Going three times. Thank you for dropping, and please do not call back. Okay, moving right along, people. Okay. So as I was saying, when the young women, were doing, and correct me if I'm wrong too, General Nate and General Melly, silent protest, and I'm quite sure, that the young woman, was trying to bring attention, to our people being murdered by the police, you see what I'm saying? And for some odd reason now, these cave beasts and cave dwellers and Neanderthals, we're all in this here together. But then a woman that there should be a damn insult to our intelligence. Okay? Because we don't have time to be worried about that.
Let's see, the post I posted up on Facebook. It was
Okay, remind me there, brother Isaiah. Okay, hold on. Go ahead, brother Isaiah. I'm going to try to pull you up right here. Okay?
I was asking that did y'all see the post I posted on Facebook about that police officer was spitting on some people resting houses around my way while in Baltimore. That shit was like, what the fuck? That's like so disrespectful. like I said, those police officers really don't care. They just do everything they know. They just do everything.